Parakas Mishnah Zion. Cheres, earthenware. How much earthenware do you need to carry in order to be liable on Shabbos? Kedelitin bin patsim lachavero. In those days, and the same holds true nowadays, when they're stacking up beams one on top of each other or side by side, they would put this earthenware, this cheres, in between the beams in order that the beams stand strong and they don't crumble. So enough, they say here, patsin. I know Amado Kora, enough of this cheres to place in between these beams when you're making this the structure, that is enough cheres to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. These are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says, no. Kedei lachtos bo asa'ar. Enough cheres, enough earthenware, to remove boiling hot coals from one place to the other. They would use a piece of earthenware, whatever. So that shear, that amount, that's enough to move coals from one place to the other, that would be the shear to make one liable on for carrying on Shabbos. Rabbi Yossi, Omer, Rabbi Yossi says, a third opinion, Kedila Kabel Bo Revias. He says that no, as long as the cheres is small enough to hold a revias, a quarter of a lug of water, some measurement, a quarter of a lug of water, and this shear is even is smaller than Reb Meir, than the previous shear, that would be enough to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos. So we have three opinions. Reb Meir, says Reb Meir, Av al pi she'ein ra'ah ladavar, even though he says, I have no proof from an explicit pasuk to my opinion that the shear, the amount, should be enough to carry coals from one place to the other with this piece of cheres. He says, zecher ladavar, I do have a zecher, like I have a hint, a little remez to my opinion. So I can't bring an explicit proof from a pasuk, but I do have a hint from a, I have a hint to it. And he brings down a pasuk that says like this, v'lo yimatze b'mechitato, cheres lachtos ish miyakud, which means that a person should not find b'mechitato, from the broken parts of the cheres, from the earthenware, pieces to stoke coals from the hearth. And the Kahat explains, what does this pasuk mean? When we can she'eshtamshu b'cheres, you see from the pasuk that cheres was used to stoke coals and to stoke around with the fire. So he says, therefore, I'm going to use this as a hint to tell me that the amount to make one liable for carrying on Shabbos is the amount that you use cheres for fire. So it's not really, it's not like the pasuk says this is the amount. It's just he found the pasuk that brings down cheres with regards to fire. And therefore he says, let this be a proof that when you're measuring the amount of cheres, doesn't have to do with, you know, placing it between beams. Doesn't have to do with filling up water. It's the amount that would be required to carry coals from one place to the other, like you see in this pasuk, which is talking about cheres and fire together. Amalar Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says back to him, he fires back, Misham Raya? What, you're bringing me a Raya from over there? You're bringing me a proof from that pasuk? He says, no way. I have my own pasuk. V'lachsof mayim migavet. That you should draw water from the trough. And here it's talking about cheres, the earthenware. So you see, he says, Mikan sheyesh gam chashivas b'cheres im efshel kabel mayim. He says, look, I have a pasuk that tells me that cheres can be used for water, because here it's talking about cheres, and it says you draw water from the trough. So you see that the water, that the cheres is, goes hand in hand with the trough. And he says, I could do the same rye that you're doing. So therefore, this is how he, you know, he deflects what Reb Meir is saying and he brings his own opinion. And that would conclude Mishnah Perek Ches. Perek Tes, Mishnah Aleph, actually comes off the end of the previous Mishnah. The Kahati in the introduction says that because the last Mishnah ended off with the words, it says over here, it ended up saying minayin, right? We're saying minayin, from how do I know this, from how do I know that? So therefore now we're going to bring down a couple of Mishnahs, just in the same theme, talking about minayin, of how do you know? And our Mishnah is actually really a Mishnah in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. And there it opens up saying that the you see, our Mishnah only opens up with Rabbi Akiva responding. Who's he responding to? So the what you don't see is that there's a Tanakhama here, and it gives over the following case, that if you have a wall, and the wall was from a house of idol worship, from a Avodah Zarah, and then, you know, the wall broke down. So the stones and the wood and the dirt have a din, they have the rule of Tum Kisharetz, meaning the same way a person becomes impure from a sharetz, from a creeping, crawling insect, so the same would hold true if a person touches these stones or this wood or this earth that came from the house of an Avodah Zarah. And that is that a sharetz, if you just touch it, it's maga, you just touch the sharetz, you become tame, you become impure. So if you just touch the stones of this house of Avodah Zarah, then you become impure. And now Rabbi Akiva is going to respond and say that no, it's even more stringent. So let's begin. Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is responding now to the Tanakhama. Minayin. Here's the Minayin. La Avodah Zarah Shmetama B'masa. He says, how do I know that Avodah Zarah is Metama B'masa, meaning with carrying? He goes even further. The Tanakhama says if you touch the walls, you know, from the house of an Avodah Zarah, then you become tame. But if let's just say you would be carrying it in a basket, do you become tame? No, because you're not touching it. Rabbi Akiva says, even masa makes you tame. That means even if you're carrying these stones in a basket, you're not touching them. There's something called tumas masa, which is carrying the tumah. And because you're carrying it, even though you're not touching it, then you are tame. So he's more stringent. Shanose osa tame. The one who carries it is tame. I feel a little nagaba, even if he doesn't touch it when he's carrying it. So how do I know? Minayin la avodah zarah shmetame masa kenida. Just like a nida. Nida has the same rule, that she also could be tame b'masa by carrying something, even though she may not be touching the actual item. So Rabbi Akiva is saying, how do I know that Avodah Zarah is similar to Nida in this regard? Shenamar, because I have a pasuk, Tizrin kemo dava, say tomar lo, which means dava here is like a Nida. And we learn that from this pasuk, that v'darshim mikan Rabbi Akiva expounds from here, she'avodah zarah doma l'inyan tumah l'nida, that an avodah zarah is compared to a nida with regards to tumah from this pasuk. Ma nida mitama b'masa, just like a nida becomes tame with tumas masa, af avodah zarah mitama b'masa, so to avodah zarah will be tame with tumas masa. And that would conclude Mishnah Aleph. So again, this really has nothing to do with Hilchos Shabbos at all. It's just because we ended the previous Mishnah with these, you know, Minayans and bringing Rayas of, from how do I know this? I have this Pasuk. So we're just bringing several Mishnahs now that had that kind of theme of how do I know something, and then we bring a Pasuk as a proof, even though it really, it's not really talking about Hilchos Shabbos, it's just the general idea.